Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, tonight really ought to end the, boy, Kevin Durant or Giannis, who's better conversation. My goodness. This is where Kevin Durant's going to run to his burner accounts after the game and go, see, I told you not to compare me to Giannis, that's being disrespectful. Oh, Jay Williams right now is going to be like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to have a bad time on social media. There are 11 seconds left. Brooklyn leads Milwaukee 111, now make it 112 to 108 as Kevin Durant, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line to give the Nets a 4-point lead. Now, why suddenly is this going to be with KD over Giannis? Giannis is 34, 12, and 4. Yeah, KD's 49, 17, and 10. And clearly in the last minute and a half, Kevin Durant is the guy that made the plays and Giannis did not. What we have seen in the last 90 seconds of basically a tie game is Giannis missed 2 free throws, and on a pass inside that would have tied the game, he's wide open and he looks to go up with the ball before he catches it. He fumbles the ball, the Nets get it, and they go down to shoot free throws. I was stunned. I'm like, oh, they're tying this. Oh, my God, Giannis lost the basketball. And it's almost like you could see Giannis at that point going, I'm watching my reputation just go. KD is making all the shots, making all the plays, and Giannis fumbles a pass for an easy layup that would have tied this game. And now the Nets are going to win this game and go up 3-2 on a night where Kevin Durant's going to play all 48 minutes and go for 49, 17, and 10, including the biggest shot of the game, a 3-pointer to give the Nets a 2-point lead where James Harden did everything he could to torpedo the possession. Just holding the basketball 10 feet behind the 3-point line. He's just holding the ball for about 15 seconds. And it looks, oh my God, this is going to be awful. What an awful possession this is going to be for the Nets. What is James Harden doing? And Harden's in trouble. And Middleton is guarding Kevin Durant. And Middleton makes a huge mistake. He decides with Durant coming over for the basketball, he's going to try to clamp down on Harden for the steal, and instead, all that does is create space enough for Harden to loop a little pass to Durant, who takes a couple of dribbles, and it's a shot. It was a really bad mistake by Chris Middleton. He should have stayed with KD and denied him the ball, but instead, no, I'm going to get aggressive and try to take the ball away. Harden throws it over to KD. KD hits a huge three, and now the Nets are going to wind up winning this game, and it's going to be all KD, and look what happened. It's going to be KD is great. Look at KD. Look at what he's done. And it's going to be, here's the same old Giannis. When things get really big, Giannis winds up shrinking. And certainly these last 90 seconds, there was one great player on the floor, and there's another guy that clearly just wasn't ready. Couldn't hit free throws, fumbles an easy pass. If I'm Giannis, I take the fine. I don't talk to anybody in the media. I throw my televisions out the window. I throw my phone in the ocean. I throw my iPads away, and I just do nothing until we tip off for game 6, because he doesn't want to hear anything about what's going to happen after this, because he clearly came up way short on a night where Kevin Durant decided, hey, I can do this now, as long as James Harden's on the floor as a decoy, which we'll get to that part of it. But this is all Kevin Durant. The game is over, 114-108. The Nets win it, taking a 3-2 lead in this series.
Said, get on my back. I mean, hell, look at their possessions down the stretch. Nobody else taking a shot. Shamet went to the free throw line after a rebound with 6.5 seconds left. So he makes both of his shots. Otherwise, you're just going all the way down the line. It's Kevin Durant and Kevin Durant and more Kevin Durant. Other than that, you look and there's James Harden with 2 free throws at the 127 mark. Is really the only thing that kind of broke that up from the full-on Kevin Durant show for the final 3-plus minutes of this game. So just a ridiculous effort, 49 points, 17 boards, 10 assists, played every minute. just
it was
incredible.
It really was some kind of performance. You know, it really was. And I gotta say, look, half of this is because they needed it. Half of this is because, you know, KD wanted a reputation enhancer. I'll play every minute. Okay, fine. Because so you know that's part of it with Kevin Durant. It's not just hey, I need this. It's hey, this will enhance my reputation as well. But it is some kind of performance. I mean, he was just unstoppable, and you knew he was just going to keep taking threes. And still, it's one guy on KD.
But that's the thing. He only took nine tonight. You would have thought he would have taken a lot more if you watched this game. It's like he just keeps setting up from three-point range. Nope, he's getting wherever he wants to. 23 shots. Operational efficiency, Smith.
Oh, it was really some night for Kevin Durant. This is his night to walk around and go, see, everybody who always doubted me or says bad things about me in the media, blank all of you, I'm great. And he was great tonight. He was absolutely fantastic tonight. I didn't think the Nets could win with just one star. And you're going to say, well, James Harden was terrible. Yes, he was terrible. James Harden was awful tonight, right? We had the update early on that Harden was going to possibly play. First he was doubtful, then he was questionable, then he was going to play. And Harden played 46 minutes. He didn't have it tonight. But what really helped was that even though Harden was on the court, you had to account for him. All right, that's why it was such a big deal for Harden to play.
Sure.
Because even if he can't, at least, well, we got to account for him because, you know, James Harden's that good. Now, at some point, you got to think that the Bucks would roll there a little bit of their coverage and go, all right, well, you know, listen, Harden's terrible tonight. We don't need to worry about him so much. But that opens up a lot of the floor. And that's what happened for Durant tonight because he had space to operate the entire game. Now, would that have happened if Harden's not on the floor? No way. All right, as good a night as Jeff Green had with 27 off the bench, would that have happened for KD if Harden? No, because you saw what happened in Game 4 when Harden went out and when Harden was out and Kyrie Irving went out. It was good luck, Kevin Durant, trying to make these shots. But he had a lot of space to operate tonight because of that, because Jeff Green was making threes and James Harden was on the floor. So this was a night where, you know, KD did it all, but boy, you can't sit back and say those weren't two big things that helped him out a little bit, because other than that, it would have been like Steph Curry D. It's like, okay, he's bringing the ball up. We have four guys on him. Good luck trying to get a shot off because we know nobody else is going to make a shot on this team. No, you had to account for Harden. That was a big deal.
Well, remember, you also had Green, who'd missed a game earlier in the series, only took four shots in Game 4, and now he comes up with a huge effort. You got 35 points or 36 points. Can I add any more? Off the bench for in this one between he and Shamit. Right, so you got a big effort whereby the Bucks, they gave you 15 off the bench, and Giannis with his 34, 12, and 4 looks all fine and good. A couple of free throw misses down the stretch certainly loom large. Go back to the Nets for a second. You tell me that Harris, Brown, and Harden combined to shoot 4 of 26 and you win a game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kevin Durant wanted this. In so many ways. And also, you know, you got now have the Bucks on the brink of elimination. Like, you heard all the chatter the last 48 hours. They're done. He can't do it. He's not the guy that everybody claimed he was. We talked about it last night, right? How salty he probably was because he's having flashbacks to the time with the Warriors where he never got credit. You were the finals MVP twice. Yep. Nobody cared. Steph Curry's team. You were just a tag-along guy, and now you brought these guys together after a year of injury and trying to get yourself right, playing every minute. Like, this is one of those games that goes down, you know, obviously, if they go on to win, and look at all the people that'll jump back on the bandwagon that had leapt off. Bucks, man! Bucks! I'm not talking to you. Well, you do a little bit. But, you know, it was all Bucks.
I want people to know. I didn't pick the Bucks to go to the finals. I mean, I didn't do it. I didn't pick the Bucks. I mean, there's some kind of misinformation going on out there.
Oh, okay.
That I picked. I did not pick the Bucks to go to the finals.
No, okay.
I did not pick the Bucks to go to the finals.
I'll call the newsroom and have them update that. But
I didn't. I didn't pick them.
But just the point of folks that started to write Brooklyn off, and immediately you saw how kind – the media had gotten towards Milwaukee as they battled back in this series. And Giannis is putting up big points. And, oh, look, there's Chris Middleton, the much maligned Chris Middleton, putting up a huge game. Look, he's finding his space. Look at all the guys that are the turncoats that jump back on Paul George's bandwagon. Not to, you know, jump into that series too much. But everybody that buried him, gave him nicknames, and hated him, all of a sudden it's like, that's my guy. Look at him. It's like, what, you're taking credit for being a jerk? And saying, yeah, that's what spurred him on to greatness. It was all me. Come on now. Let's not do that. But let's just celebrate here. I mean, for James Harden to play 46 minutes, I want to hear from him.
Yeah, like, I mean,
KD,
he didn't really
just flip everybody off and leave. But
yeah, but he
I
didn't really extend
this.
Himself in these 46 minutes. I mean, it's not like he was up and down the floor. Boy, he's exhausted. No, Harden was just kind of moving in between the 3-point lines. He was just up and down. Hey,
well,
just, you know, just I'm here. Just want you to know I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, I can't fault a good strategy.
No, it was great.
It worked tonight.
And you know what? And if the first person, if I don't know, I mean, I don't know if they're getting ready to ask their questions, but I want the first question to Giannis to be, Giannis, do you think now that it's getting banned from Major League Baseball that the NBA needs spider tack? Would you have caught that pass if you had suntan lotion on your hands? Would you have had some kind of concoction? Could you have caught that ball? Is there something out there you could have had on? Boy, what a dunk you would have had.
It's funny because you, Frostburg, and I texting each other as that turnover happens. Like, what the hell, man? You're a 2-time MVP. You're supposed to, you got all these awards for all NBA, all defense, everything. You're supposed to have hands. What are we doing?
Do you think, I mean, what would you have needed? Would you have needed just a tape around your hands, like duct tape, like a duct tape?
Do you need a gauntlet? Tape?
What would you have needed
would
to catch
joining
to
the Marvel
ball?
Universe help you?
What would you like, did you need some kind of magnet in your, like, if you could have put a magnet in your hand, we had a magnet in the ball, could you have caught that ball and dunked it?
Be careful. Look, on this day, we're celebrating everybody opening things up. Don't get folks excited by talking about magnets, man. Don't do it.
I mean, suntan lotion might have really helped. I mean, I know it's slippery, but boy, MLB pitchers really say they can spin the ball well. You know, the spin rate on your dunk, Giannis, it would have been off the charts. We're talking about DeGrom-type comparisons here. That spin rate would have been fantastic.
Have you ever thought of adding a LeBron chalk ceremony with 2 minutes to play? I'll take that offline.
Giannis, yeah. No, if Giannis is smart, he just doesn't even show up. He doesn't even show up because this is going to be absolutely terrible for
him. He'll wear
it. It's going to be absolutely
he always
terrible
does.
For him.
It's one of the things I love most about him. He's always been a stand-up guy. Just look at you and go, I didn't make the play. What do you want from me?
Giannis, I know a lot of baseball pitchers that have this extra excess of suntan lotion. I can have them send it to you. What's your address? Where can you mail it to? I got pitchers that just want to keep sending it to you now. They're going to send you all that kind of stuff. Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dome.
So angry. Look how you turned on your Bucks. Just like
I didn't
that.
I didn't pick the Bucks. I didn't pick the Bucks to go to the finals. I don't know what you're talking. I didn't pick the Bucks to go to the finals.
My Bucks, Mike Harmon.
To make
it to the NBA finals.
No, who said that? That's not me. That's obviously not me. That's not my voice. Play it again.
Why? You're going to just poop on it.
No. Now you're going to make it up. You're fake news. That's not my voice.
My Bucks, Mike Harmon. To make it to the NBA finals.
No. You know that's Rob Parker. That's not
that
me.
That's not
Rob
Parker.
That's Rob Parker. That's Rob Parker. That's what it is. Not me.
Wow.
Twitter at How About a Fresca? Mike gets swollen dome. Dealing with a dead battery? Head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven, tough, Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Well, coming up next, Rick Bucher stops by. What does he have to say following this huge achievement by Giannis by KD and the lack of one by Giannis? Spider Tech, everybody. Spider Tech. Spider Tech. Spider Tech helps Giannis catch a pass. That's next. Fox. My Bucks, Mike Harmon, to make it to the NBA Finals.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. where it is in the books for the Nets in Game 5, 114-108. Kevin Durant, 49, 17, and 10. James Harden played 46 minutes, just 5 points. But, hey, just being out on the floor opened things up for a legendary night from KD. Meanwhile, Giannis, not many times you score 34 with 12 and 4 and you want to forget it, but that's exactly what Giannis wants. A couple of big missed free throws in the last minute and a horrible turnover, which he loses the handle off a ball that's going to be an easy dunk that would have tied the game. So all the KD Giannis conversations are kind of going to go away right now. So while they go away, joining us now on the hotline to break it all down, Fox Sports 1 NBA insider extraordinaire. You can follow him on Twitter at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher. Rick, if Giannis had spider tack or suntan lotion or something Major League Baseball players use, would he have caught that ball and dunked it?
Well, based on what I'm hearing out of baseball, without question, that wouldn't have been an issue. For sure. Actually, he wouldn't have dunked it because he wouldn't have been able to get it out of his hands once he caught it.
Take down the basket. Let's go. Exactly. Take down the stanchion.
All right, let's start with Durant here for a second. On a night when he plays all 48 minutes, he has a legendary night. He hits threes at the end. He does absolutely everything. I didn't see a game like this coming for him, but at the same time, I see even though Harden really couldn't move around, just being on the floor helped open things up for him, because there's so many times I'm going, Kevin Durant is still being single-guarded. Of course, he's feeling it tonight. This is his night. How did you see tonight breaking out for Durant?
Well, I didn't know that he'd be able to do this until it came down to a possession-by-possession game. And, who knows what the numbers are going to be, but I thought that Milwaukee, especially the way they started, that the game wasn't going to be close enough for KD to be a factor. Now, once they got it to the beginning of the fourth quarter, once it became a possession-by-possession game, I thought, oh, now the Bucks are in trouble. Not only because you lost that big lead early, and that's a little bit deflating, but this is Kevin Durant's wheelhouse. If you're asking me who's the best closer, the best ISO player on either team, without question, it's Kevin Durant. And this game five in the second round is not a pressure situation for him. He's been in much bigger games and had to perform and hit much bigger shots. That said, I just thought once it got to that it was in the Nets' hand. And from the Bucks' standpoint, you mentioned not double teaming. I thought they got into ISO ball, trying too hard to ISO on James Harden, and it slowed down their offense. And they weren't looking for transition buckets. I think a way to wear KD out. I mean, KD shouldn't be able to play 48 minutes and still have energy left at the end of the game. But because of the way the Bucks played, it allowed him to stay out there and still be effective all the way to the end. So I feel as if there's some things that the Bucks could have done that would have made it far more difficult for KD. But losing the lead and making it a possession-by-possession game was the number one thing. Don't play with your food. Don't play like you have, this lead and we're okay because Harden's hampered and it's only one star. They played with fire and they ultimately got burned.
Yeah, but how about the fact that you got a first team all defender and he's hanging out on Joe Harris? The hell is that?
Yeah. Especially with the way Joe Harris is going, right?
He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn today.
Yeah, and we've actually seen that before from Harris in a previous playoff round where once he started to miss, it was like four games in a row that he missed. It's weird for a guy who shoots that high of a percentage to be a confident shooter, but in the playoffs, it appears that Joe Harris is exactly that.
So we had the Bruce Brown game. Now we have the Jeff Green game, but now it's going to be the KD game, which I feel bad for Jeff Green, Rick, because he's like, this is the greatest night of my life. No one's going to remember. No one's going to remember anything he did tonight in the game.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, for a guy who's played on 9 teams in the last 7 seasons to have the record now, I believe, which is the most points ever scored off the bench by a player in Nets playoff history, And not that that, you know, that history is gilded by any means, but they did go to a couple of finals. And so, you know, it's at this stage of Jeff Green's career, playing and being on a team that could potentially be in the Eastern Conference Finals, I would say is reward enough.
All right, so now when it comes to Giannis, we talked about him at the beginning. The last 90 seconds for him, two missed free throws. It's not like he disappeared down the stretch. He still made some shots, but the two missed free throws and the turnover that would have tied the game when he knows the ball is coming back to him, and he's open and he just lets it go and the Nets get it. I was stunned that that's what happened to Giannis in that situation.
Yeah, you know, just big picture, he's still growing. I mean, his game is still unrefined. And there was poise under pressure that I saw during the regular season. I saw it against the Nets. I saw a more composed Giannis Antetokounmpo. And while we've seen glimpses of it at times in this postseason, we certainly haven't seen enough of it, and we didn't see it tonight. And it's you know, it's inherently when guys rely on their athleticism. Russ Westbrook runs into the same problem. Guys who still, their athleticism is their primary advantage. When the pressure goes up and they feel compelled to make something happen, they play faster. And if you watched KD tonight, down the stretch, he was playing at his own pace. He was getting to the cup a couple times, just weaved his way all the way to the rim. But he wasn't trying to go 100 miles an hour. He was letting the play develop, finding his shot, confident that he was going to get one. And I just don't see that in Giannis's game. And again, this is proving to be the Achilles heel for the Milwaukee Bucks, in that when it comes to go-to situations, you end up relying on Chris Middleton. And I just don't know that Chris Middleton, while a very good player, is the go-to player on a championship-caliber team.
Fox Sports Radio, Jason Smith Show with me. I'm Mike Garman on the hotline with us right now. FS1 analyst, the On the Ball podcast is where you find him, and also his book Rebound with Brian Grant at all your major book distributors, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, you name it, you can find it. It's our guy, Rick Bucher. Find him on Twitter, at Rick Bucher, R-I-C-B-U-C-H-E-R is the spelling there. And Rick, I'm just going to tag it. As soon as they gave Marv Albert the framed jersey and celebrated, you knew it was over because it's game five. That meant they weren't coming back. How you like that bravado? Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's what you call analysis.
That was outstanding. That's very well done. The only thing I can
say, it beats
to that
some
is,
of the stuff you got to battle every day. What are you talking about?
This is the only thing I can say to that. Yes.
Nicely
Rick
done.
Bucher with a spectacular response to Michael Harmon's question. Harmon gets a timeout to talk it over.
Very nicely done.
Well, just a question. Are they done? Did Milwaukee take their best shot now that Kevin Durant has found superhuman strength? And even if James Harden was just standing around for 46 minutes, he was able to stand for 46 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not that confident in the Brooklyn Nets being to replicate this on the road in Milwaukee against a desperate Milwaukee team. And I would hope it's not over, because you should be able to look at how you played against Harden, and Harden playing 40 plus minutes on one leg. I can't imagine that he's going to be feeling particularly spry. And so I don't look at this point. Is it the Nets to win? Yes, for sure. Because you still got another game, seven at home. And I like, you know, Kevin Durant's chances in that, if James Harden is simply on the floor, and who knows, maybe Kyrie is back by then. This was the game for me that the Bucks needed to win the series. I'm not saying that it can't go to seven. In fact, I kind of expect that it will. But I think this is the game, when it's all said and done, that Milwaukee will look back on and say, you know what, we just didn't approach this in the right way, and we had the gift of the Brooklyn Nets not being able to hit a single shot, early on and having that lead and being able to play with an advantage. And then kind of just thinking they were going to mosey their way to a finish, and which is surprising to me considering how much playoff experience this team has. I feel like they should have known better.
Yeah, it's funny you say should have known better, because the two things I'll think about from this game, right, the two things you see, obviously Giannis, dropping that pass at the end that would have tied the game. You're like, oh, my God, that was – I mean, that's the that's Giannis's career now. But Durant's three that gave him the lead, when James Harden did everything he could to give away the possession, when he just stood with the basketball for like 15 seconds, and I'm saying, this is it. The Bucks have this. And Middleton comes over because KD comes over for the ball, and Middleton leaves KD because he thinks, oh, maybe I can get the ball from Harden, and Harden just, oh, all I can do is throw the ball to KD. It's like when in a little league basketball game where the worst kid on the team has the ball, and everybody comes over, and all he does is throw it up as high as he can to somebody to catch it. Like all Harden did was say, oh, now I have, and he just throws it over, and KD has enough space to hit that three. And I said, what was Middleton doing on that play?
Yeah, and those are the little plays. I mean, you make a good point. I mean, those are the little plays where you have to have the discipline and the recognition of what's going on. And in a playoff game, that playoff games hinge on decisions or mistakes like that. And I feel as if there were a host of those kind of mini decisions that forfeited the advantage that the Milwaukee Bucks had. There's, I mean, anytime Giannis comes down and takes a pull-up three on the break, I'm like, what are you doing? I don't even mind if he takes a three. If we're going to rotate it, everybody touches it, we make the Nets work for, 20 seconds or 16 seconds, and now we swing it around, and now he's open and he takes it. That's different. A pull-up three on the break, when you're not a three-point shooter, in a game like this, just baffles me. And he's done it consistently throughout this series, and it's partly why I'm convinced. You guys watch the next couple games, if you haven't noticed at this point. How many times do you see Giannis and Mike Budenholzer talking about anything where there's any conversation between those two? Now, Quinn Snyder and Donovan Mitchell, Steve Nash, Kevin Durant. I mean, I can go down the line of the best player on every team, and you see them at times talking things over in terms of how they're going to approach the game. I never see that. And maybe I'm missing it, but I just don't see it. And it leads me to believe that Giannis and Coach Bud are not necessarily always on the same page. And the way he's playing would indicate that. I can't believe that Coach Bud is happy with some of the decisions that Giannis is making.
Speaking of coaches not being terribly happy with their team, Doc Rivers really lit into the Sixers after their loss about their effort, their attitude, hero ball, you name it.
Yeah.
If you were playing bingo, you checked every box. Now they're tied, the Hawks, with life, and we're still wondering when that knee and how it holds up with all these minutes. Yeah. What are you expecting tomorrow, Rick?
Boy, I mean, that you're asking me a question that we've talked about for every, playoff series, and it goes back and forth. There's not a whole lot of consistency within these teams. But I will say this, the camaraderie and the chemistry that I saw in that Atlanta team at the end of winning game four and tying the series, and the appreciation that I saw from Bogdanovich and Capella and John Collins for the effort that Trae Young made in spite of having a bad shoulder, that tells me something. And conversely, looking at the 76ers, I don't see any of that chemistry. I don't see any of that camaraderie. I think Joel Embiid is doing everything he possibly can. I think we're seeing once again that Ben Simmons is just not a good fit along with Joel Embiid and is not a max salary player. I mean, when you're putting your point guard in the dunker position on every half-court set, there's something wrong. And it tells me, people are going to look at Ben Simmons and he's lost his confidence. I think Doc Rivers has lost his confidence in Ben Simmons. And so unless it's in transition, he is not a factor offensively. And I can't be paying a defensive stopper a max salary. And if I am, I'm certainly going to hope that he shuts down Trae Young in the final 2 minutes of the game, which he didn't do in game four either.
It is a sensational visit from Rick Bucher with us here on Fox Sports Radio. The czar of the breakdown. It is Rick Bucher. Rick, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. I've been working on my mark for about 40 years now, so I've had some experience with it.
You know what's sad is I did a one-word impersonation, and it was not as good as your soliloquy just now being Marv Albert. I got to go back to the drawing board. I got work to do.
No. Here's why I make you feel good. Because your one-word tribute to Marv Albert was more than the zero things the Knicks did to tribute to him.
That's
so
true.
You're still ahead of those. You're still ahead there.
Dolan, yo.
I'm sitting
and
there
the
going,
perfect walk-off.
I'm sitting there going, how long till Rick says Dolan, yo? Buddy, as always, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Have
a great
one.
See you, Rick.
Wow. What a visit from Rick Bucher.
Was
he was on fire. He was like KD tonight with everything he had about Budenholzer and Giannis and oh, my God, what a visit.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hi.
So how great of a night did Kevin Durant have for the Nets in the win over the Bucks, right? I always say, whenever you hear me throw a stat out there, you know it's something that is really impressive. Because stats sometimes are, they go in one ear and out the other. It happens that way. But Kevin Durant tonight, all right, his final stat line in the Nets 114-108 win over the Bucks is 49 points, 17 rebounds, and 10 assists. How many players, Mike, in NBA history do you think in a playoff game have gone for 45, 15 boards, and 10 assists? Okay, in NBA history, how many people had 45, 15, and 10 games where it's 45 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists? How many?
Wilt, maybe. So one other?
Kevin Durant is the only player in NBA history to go 45, 15, and 10 in a playoff game. He is the only player to do it.
Good for him. I think that was one of the prop bets with some pretty hefty odds if you wanted to go down that road. What with Harden playing might have been a little, you'd have no idea what to expect. Was he going to be in for a minute or would he play 46? With some degree of aptitude. Hey, hit a couple of free throws down the stretch that mattered. So we at least, he was able to step to the line and take care of that. But the hyperbole, you can't find the adjectives best to describe what we saw from Kevin Durant tonight. All right, we use the term heroic perhaps too much, but this was one where the basketball assassins were ready for him. Right, all the things he, quote, couldn't do. And couldn't carry, and well, he went and vanquished Giannis and company, and now Budenholzer's sitting there looking like making puppy eyes at the reporters. Don't be too mean to me.
Now, let me ask you this, because this is now the next part of this. You know Kevin Durant is motivated by slights real and imagined.
Sure.
Right? That's who
I
Kevin Durant
I took that personally.
Is. Right, exactly. Exactly. That's becoming one of my favorite lines you have on the show, when you just run in with a, and I took that personally.
Well, I do. There's moments in my own life. I said that to the kids the other day. They said they did something, and I just looked at them, and I go, I'm supposed to let that go. But you know what? I took that personally.
I took that personally.
And they didn't know what to do with it, which was great.
How much of tonight's game for Kevin Durant, if you had to make it a percentage?
Oh, pie chart. I love it.
was inspired by the fact that he did not make one of the top three all NBA teams for this season, right? The all NBA teams came out today. It was a very big deal. We got more on that coming up in a few minutes. Kevin Durant, he was hurt most of the season. I get
it. Yeah, he only played 32 games.
Right, but he did not make any of the three all NBA teams. How much of it was, okay, you think I'm not all NBA? Blank you. Watch what I do tonight. How much of that do you think? 30%? 35%?
Oh, what I could give it a third. Sure. Yeah, I could go there. He's a guy that wants to make sure you're checking boxes. And anybody that says that stuff doesn't matter to him, it's like, why do you have burner accounts then? Right? I mean, it blows that argument out of the water right away. And you can swear on whatever you want to do that he doesn't do that anymore. Nobody's buying it. It's just a question of ferreting out what they are now. Maybe you got rid of the old ones. It's meet the old, you know, the new burner account, same as the old burner account, to steal from the WHO liberally there. I would say a good third of it. The rest of it was just people waiting to pile on his good name.
Well, look, this is a game that he knew going in. That's exactly what he did. Everybody is doubting me. Nobody thinks I can do it. I've been hurt. Now here, I'm not even on any of the all three NBA teams. I'm upset with this whole Jay Williams comparison to Giannis thing. You can tell. And this was his night to explode for it. Like I said, no one takes slights, real or imagined, and turns them into something like KD. And that way, he's like Michael Jordan, who would invent reasons to be mad at the other team to inspire for him. It's something that not many people can do, and KD does it. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. More breakdown from this phenomenal game coming up next. Giannis, you might not want to listen to this next part, Fox.